Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so happy to have you with me today. I think about you out there. You're listening. Maybe it's in your car, your home, wherever it is you listen. I'm praying that the Word of God is penetrating your heart. You're really learning that God is really for you. He sent his son Jesus in the world to die for your sins. And now he wants to have you believe and trust in him. And then he'll grow you in a relationship with him, so that you can have an effect not only in your own life and your families, but also in people that are in the world that don't know him yet. So we want to pray and ask the Lord to bless our time together and ask him to bless this word to our hearts. Heavenly Father, that's what we do. We know that you desire to bless us, to make us all how happy in your word. And Lord, we do rejoice in this book of Philippians. We're learning so much about putting our past behind us and looking toward the future and the prize that you've got for us, Lord, the goal you've got in mind. And Lord, that the whole work is based upon faith and trust in you. I pray you'd bless our time of study and each person's mind and soul and their hearts, their eyes and their ears would be open to receive that which you have for them. Bless each of us today, we pray, in your word, and we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is When Attained, Walk by the Same. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 16. Paul the Apostle told the Philippians that in order to attain the resurrection of the dead and to apprehend that for which he was apprehended, it was important for him to forget the things which are behind, reach toward the things of the future, and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling which was in Christ Jesus. Paul desired that the church members be of the same mind as he. And in chapter 3 and verse 16 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul encourages them to walk in that which they have already attained, where we read, "Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing." The verse begins, "Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule." Paul employed the word "nevertheless," which is understood easily when we divide it into three parts, never, the, less. In other words, what he is about to say has equal or more value than what he just said. He wrote, whereunto we have already attained, or whatever it is that we have already attained in our walk with Jesus Christ, let us walk by the same rule, which means to proceed in a row as the march of a soldier, to go in order, to direct one's life to live by what we have already reached. In other words, as we attain and learn Christian ideas and ways, we should manifest them within our lives accordingly. The verse goes on to say, let us mind the same thing. Once again, Paul encourages the Philippians to let, which means to allow and permit themselves to mind the same thing, or to have understanding, be wise, to feel, or to think in the same manner as he does. Paul knows there is more growth that may occur within the church members of Philippi. However, they were to be united in thought as they walked in the way which they had already attained. As we think about Paul's words to the Philippian church members, are we challenged with his idea of walking in that which we have already attained? Do we live in that we have already learned, with the idea that there is more that we will know as we live our lives and leave our past and look toward the future and press toward the mark? Perhaps Paul's nevertheless will challenge us to evaluate our current state so that we can walk in a way that we know that is toward the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ that is before us. And may the Lord help us as we walk before him. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians to be followers of him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.